Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fridays are for Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Beautiful start to the day. I know we're going to get some rain later, but beautiful out there right now. I think we're in the 80s or high 70s. I can't wait to get out and go take some of the sun in before the rain moves in today and tomorrow. But we really have nowhere to complain. It has been such a beautiful week. Obviously, we've had to be careful, hydrating. And if anyone's wondering, Joe, what was that song you just played? It reached 98 degrees yesterday. Of course, I had to play a 98 degrees bumper, right? I mean, I wouldn't be able to go forward in my career if the day after it went to 98 degrees, I didn't play a song from 98 degrees. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. So yesterday, if you listened, yesterday and Wednesday, if you listened to Sandy's show, he was talking about how hot it's going to be and how I shouldn't run. And I told him, and I was 100% honest. I said, it's going to be a game time decision how I feel at the time of the race. And all day yesterday, I hydrated, I stretched, I got some carbs in, took a good nap yesterday afternoon, and decided to go forward with the run at Spring Lake Winery in Lockport. And I'm glad I did. So going into the run, I thought the biggest problem was going to be the heat, right? It's 98 degrees. I thought the heat was going to be an issue. Obviously, I hydrated. There was water on the course, which was great. But after the first turn, heat wasn't as much the issue. It started pouring rain in Lockport yesterday around 7. And beside the inclines, because it was a trail run, so beside those muddy inclines, it was a great run. It was great. The rain felt amazing while running. I only fell once, and it wasn't a full fall. If you listen to Susan and Brian this morning, it wasn't a full fall. I caught myself on the way down, and then on one incline, I didn't have the speed to get up it, so I had to use my hands and kind of climb up the incline. But you know what? A good run. And as much as I've been complaining about gyms being closed since March, and you see me on Twitter, and I know a lot of people complain I talk about it way too much, it has helped my mile time. Because in the Shamrock run, which was a little longer than a 5K, my mile time was in the nines. I think it was 9:10, 9:12. My mile time yesterday, officially, 8 minutes, 12 seconds. And that's in the rain. That's on a trail run in the rain. So you know what? As much as I complain about the gyms being closed, running every day has obviously helped. So it was nice to get the run in. I appreciate the way they did it. It was all staggered start times, so you weren't starting like a regular run, right on top of each other. Everyone had their own start, 30 seconds, next person would go. So it wasn't a gun time, it was all a chip time in your bib. But it was nice to get back, it was nice to run through a finish line, and had a lot of fun yesterday. And like I said, the heat turned out not to be the issue. It was the rain, and that was a welcome issue to have. So that went well yesterday, and as you've heard during the week, Tony's been off. Tony will be back on Monday. Jimmy's been here, Jimmy Stelliano, and Jim wore a Virginia Tech shirt into work today. I couldn't be any more happier, Jimmy.
Yeah, Fridays are for Beamer, so why not support
Virginia Tech? Yeah. Of course, of course. Some bad news yesterday that the Big Ten's only going to play conference games, so there goes the Tech-Penn State game. But it's been great to have Jimmy here all week. It's been great to be able to use Seinfeld bumpers. That's always fun. So, Jim, it's been a fun week, and we'll have a fun show today.
I'm going to miss it next week. What am I going to do with myself?
Well, that's a good question. You'll have to let us know. Yep. You'll have to keep us updated. Like I said, on Monday, the whole team's back. Tony, Sandy, and me. I'll still be here. Now, during the week, you know, we talked about this on Friday, last Friday. We talked about the media covering the coronavirus, and we're going to get into how politics has played through this entire coronavirus, not starting in March, but starting in February. Because any coverage you see of the coronavirus, they want you to forget about March. They want to go right to the part where they can start attacking the president, where they can start making Governor Cuomo look good. And we've got some stats that you might not see other places later in the show. But the coronavirus coverage. So last week I read you this from the AP. It was what protests have taught us about the coronavirus and how there's little evidence that protests have led to a spike in coronavirus cases. And it takes you four or five paragraphs into the article where they said, with all that said, we don't know exactly how many protesters have contracted COVID-19 after attending an event. With the headline, little evidence points to proof that protests have led to a spike in coronavirus. Remember, we talked about that last week. Well, this week, the same article with just a different headline. You like this hook? This is what we call a hook in the business. What was it? Well, I'm going to let you know when we get back. It's Friday. It's Joe Beamer. Happy to be here with you another Friday. We are almost at the year anniversary of the Joe Beamer Friday show, and I've loved every minute of it. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. When we come back, I will let you know the other side. So that's how they covered the protests. Again, little evidence, okay? Don't blame the protesters for spread of coronavirus. How did they cover the spike in Oklahoma? I think you can guess who they're going to blame it on. I'll let you know when we come back. It's Friday on WBEN. So last week, I told you about this AP article, little evidence that protests spread coronavirus. In this article, not only does it say there's no proof, they can't tell you who from the protest actually went and got tested or how many people had COVID or contracted COVID at the protest. So it says that. Those are numbers. It's just a good headline. Little evidence that protests spread coronavirus. It actually, in here, though, thanks the protests for having people practice social distancing. It says more people stayed in because of protests and violence portrayed in the media. So they said many people didn't get tested unless they feel symptoms, and many protesters, young adults, who generally are less likely to get severe illness and therefore may not have gotten tested. That is eight paragraphs into the article, just to tell you, it's a good headline, but there's no proof that it did or didn't, okay? The exact same article when it comes to the Trump rally. There's no evidence that the Trump rally led to a coronavirus spike, but it is something to do with the president. And what's the headline he gets? Top Tulsa official, Trump rally likely led to coronavirus surge. Again, this article says, there's no test. They can't point to the Trump rally. There were also protests in Tulsa at the time because of the Trump rally. And remember, they were making fun of how few people showed up to the Trump rally. But now it's really the same AP article, just with a different headline. So, I mean, it was very predictable. I don't think anyone's sitting at the radio now going, oh, I can't believe they did that. Speaking of the election, and that's what we're going to get into the next hour. We're going to talk about how politics has affected the coronavirus responses around the country, as we now see New York on kind of the down of the surge or whatever, and you see a spike in southern states and how those have been covered. Because remember, in New York State, it was never really about cases. In New York State, it was about hospitalizations and deaths. That's why we wanted to flatten the curve. We wanted to limit hospitalizations and obviously limit deaths. And we did, to an extent. Obviously, the nursing homes were handled brutally. The governor still wants to blame the president on that. The president who, when the governor asked, the president gave the governor everything he asked for. But the governor still, he said, we'll work in partnership. And then as soon as he gets what he wants from Trump, he's right back to attacking Trump. Amazing. Anyway, that's what we're going to get to in the next hour. But just a few more things, kind of building on top of what I said last week, what we talked about last week with the doom and gloom on the left. And it is usually on the left. All you have to do is go on social media and look at our very own Nate McMurray. Here's what Nate McMurray posted 12 hours ago. Mike Pence is killing people. That was his tweet. So you think, wow, well, that must be accompanied by a graph that shows deaths from COVID-19. No. It's just a graph that shows cases. Again, cases. Not deaths, not hospitalizations. Notice how the narrative changes. Now we have to focus on cases. I'm not a medical professional. So again, you should listen to everything I say with a grain of salt. You should obviously go talk to people in that profession for professional advice. But don't you think it would be smarter to handle this by quarantining those who are higher risk, making sure they're the ones that are out of harm's way? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But according to Nate McMurray, Mike Pence is killing people. That is the tweet. However, the graph are cases. I thought that was interesting. But we're going to get more and more into that as the show goes on. I do have to play one more thing, and then I promise we'll get into a topic. This is Joe Biden this week, one of these campaign videos he's been doing from what seems to be his sunroom or his Florida room, whatever you call it. This is one. Again, I'm not going to sit here and say that I 100% agree with everything the president has done when it comes to the coronavirus. Okay. I could definitely tell you where I think he's taken missteps, but I can also tell you where I think he's done the right thing, where it should be a state-by-state thing. And I'll explain that. I'm not going to sit here, though, and say that he has not made mistakes or that he has not done things that I think should have been done differently. But when you listen to Joe Biden speak, you're going to tell me this guy could have handled it better. This is Joe Biden running on the Democrat side for the 2020 presidential election in November.
Lonnie knows I believe this every fiber of my being. We're posed. What I propose is it can be done. I think we're in a position to really make it happen. And my team and your team are already working closely together to light up the path forward here. Critical laws like the PRO Act to strengthen collective bargaining. On politics like prevailing and look, I guess I'm taking too much time, but you know.
I wonder why he is trying to get out of debating the president. I don't know. Again, you kind of feel bad picking on him, but he is running for president. So you think you have the right to. I think you have to point these out. I mean, that's a 30-second soundbite. He lost his train of thought twice in 30 seconds. All right, when we come back, we will set up the topic after we check in with Rush, after we check in with Rush Limbaugh. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday. It's great to be with you here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge,
oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.